pay close heed to my every word.
When they feel afraid, too late. When they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink, and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes, and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway. Leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bond's got hate. Clips are inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 394. I'm Matt Durson.
Clay Inferno.
Ah, Clay, my old nemesis. you're not really.
I like when I'm not on the show, you say, you don't say if you're listening, you're not to Clay. Right. You're like, because you know Clay is listening.
We know Clay is listening. All right. So, how's it going? It's been a long time. I only saw you like last night. But
I know, but we didn't talk comic books at all.
No. We did not talk comic books at all. We didn't really get a chance to talk much at all. We, you know, that was a short show. It was like a quick show.
It was short, and we were busy the whole time.
Yeah,
we were actually doing stuff.
That's right. And so, but we did talk a little bit about The Mandalorian because you had some issues with our take on The Mandalorian.
Of course, if I'm on a show, there's like a little bit of maybe jealousy that I wasn't able to make it. And I don't know if I would necessarily disagree with anything you guys said. I feel like everybody did like it. My only qualm was that I didn't think that rating stuff out of 10, landing it on a 7 makes it sound like it's a very good rating. And that's all. That was my criticism, was of the rating.
You don't think a 7 is a good rating out of 10, is what you're saying.
No, like, right.
You would have given it a higher rating out of 10.
I think that even if you were going to say that it's not perfect, but that it was good, it should at least be like 80.
I don't think about it in a school grade. You know what I mean? Like if you turn in a paper and you get an 80 and you're like, oh, well, I thought that was a 90 or whatever. You know, I don't think of it in that. Someone says, what do you think of this 7 out of 10? I just... I'll give it a 7. That's a pretty good number.
But I think my ratings skew more toward, I was talking about to John about this, and we were talking about some G.I. Joe stuff that's coming up. But I was talking to him, and I was like, a lot of times I might just be binary. Like, I might just like something or I don't like it. So, like, I liked The Mandalorian, and I liked a lot. I would have definitely given it like an 8 or a 9. If I were to do a 10, but it's not like I thought that what you guys, the only thing I disagree with was that your due back complaint about those grogs or whatever those
blurgs. I think they were blurgs or blorgs, whatever they were.
I thought they looked fine. I'm used to watching like CW shows and like the Flash when he's the Flash, like kind of looks stupid. And I thought Disney's looks like 1,000 times better than that. Even if it looks like a dewback from the prequels, it still doesn't look that bad. It's still, it's still a thing. It's just a thing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I guess it's not Jurassic Park.
It's not Jurassic Park.
No, it's not, but it's Jurassic Park was 1993. This is 2019. It should look better than that. This is Disney. This is the biggest fucking entertainment corporation in the world.
Well, I know you think that it looks bad. I don't think that it looks bad. I think it looks just fine.
Well, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going
to... You're going to jump to episode 2. Because you didn't that information.
We didn't.
Ahead of you.
Episode 2 looked a lot better. I don't know what happened.
The beast that he fought like looked good. I think maybe... I'm not saying that what you said was wrong, but maybe you just think those things look stupid because they do. Like
they kind of
their
do.
Design
big,
is
round dumb. Things it, with tiny looks, little legs.
They look it does look like a fish or like a evolved lizard rather than like a horse or like a. It's almost like riding like a rhinoceros, or actually the other thing looked like a rhinoceros.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was like I think you were the one that said something about fish. They did kind of look like. Evolved fish or something.
Yeah.
That you see in Chinatown with the big, huge heads.
But they had like little tiny feet. I think that it's like that. Those feet would never even hold that thing up.
I will 100% agree with you that they're off-putting. And like, so that would say that, you know, in that aspect, I thought that it was bad, but I didn't think the CGI was bad. That, I mean, that's all. But I mean, that's, I agreed with everything else you guys said anyways.
So. Well, what did you think? But so you, what did you really think of the whole, as a whole, what did you think of The Mandalorian?
Oh, I thought it was great because I thought it was, you know, my favorite Star Wars of the new batch is Rogue One. And I don't really care about the, I mean, I like Solo, but like, I don't really care about this latest Skywalker trilogy, to be honest, even though
nobody does.
I've said good and bad things about both movies, probably, like, but just like, big picture, I think about it and I'm like, yeah, I don't really care about Rey and, you know, whatever, fucking
right, because they
dead.
Don't
like, you know, yeah, like Luke Skywalker's dead, Princess Leia's dead. I mean, it was like
she'll be in the new one, but
it was cute.
She's dead in real life.
It was cute. Isn't that cute? It was cute.
So you like the other? You like sort of other stories, like, you know, like what's going on in the galaxy.
Yeah, and I kind of like, and stuff you know, our friend Sam, he was like, oh, you haven't seen Rebels? Because I think he has Disney, because Disney XD, like the channel. I think he has it because he has a cable and he has a.
Oh, I have Disney XD, and I've watched some Rebels. But
he was like, he like kind of was like watched it when it was on. He would probably watch it with his daughter too. You know, right. He just was like, oh, he's like, it's awesome. And I watched most of the first season, and then I kind of forgot about it. And I kind of read some of the comics, and they were cool, but I wasn't reading the I wasn't watching Rebels. Like, I only watched the first season. It's like four seasons or something, right? So
yeah,
I'm going to rewatch that on Disney Plus. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I think I'll rewatch that too, because I watch it here and there, and I never dedicated myself to like, okay, I gotta watch Rebels now.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it like I watch Breaking Bad. Like, I'm gonna watch like three of these now.
Oh yeah.
I'm probably
gonna watch that and Clone Wars. I'll probably watch Clone Wars too, because I never made it all the way through that either.
It was back actually, like the apartment that, that I had before I had like a flat screen TV. I watch all Clone Wars on Netflix, like on my Wii.
Or something. Oh, nice. I got the DVDs when I first started watching it. I got DVDs through Netflix in the mail, because that's when I, you know, when I first got Netflix, I was kind of late to the game. I was like, I don't need to pay for this streaming shit. I don't even trust it. I don't even know what it means. So I just was getting DVDs in the mail.
Well, I did that. I mean, we all
that's what most people did
before it was streaming, but I watched a bunch of series like that. Like, I watched Smallville like that, and that's like nine seasons. So I'd be,
I know,
like, cool. I get like three episodes and then send it back.
I know, but I was good at sending it back. I was actually like, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be one of those people that just leaves it sitting there for months. Because
oh my god,
one time, I was good.
I was good at about it too, but one time I went to there's a Target over here in Watertown, and have you been to that one?
Yeah.
There's like a little mall inside of it, and there's like a working gear in there where they sell like Carhartts and like warm like work gloves and stuff.
I
was in there buying a pair of gloves, and I left my Smallville DVD. I left it like in there when I was shopping, because I was like trying to find a mailbox and couldn't find one. And I was just kind of had it in my hand, and I left it in there. And then I remembered it later, like, oh fuck, I didn't put that thing in the mail. Some good Samaritan was like, oh, this is someone's Netflix.
Oh, nice.
And they brought it home with them, or they brought it outside on the mailbox. For me, but when I realized it, I was like looking it up, and it's like Netflix will charge you $45 if you lose a thing.
$45? That's bullshit.
Maybe it was $30,
but
it was more than $25. And they're like, we know stuff happens, or like, you know, what if your kid is like swinging a baseball bat around and like smashes it? But you know what I mean? What are you going to do?
So do you just like explain and they won't charge you? I wonder. I don't know. I never did it. I was always very.
Well, I was looking it up.
Yeah.
But then it just said, you know, remember you could like look in your Netflix queue. It would say like,
yeah,
that one was returned.
That's pretty good. Well, because you, I mean, I was on the one for one plan, whatever the cheapest one was, whatever they called it. But like, you couldn't get
down from three to one eventually. Yeah. Like when people started streaming more stuff.
Yeah.
I went to just one. But.
Oh, Netflix. But anyways, well, that was nice. See, some good karma found you there because,
yeah.
Because you're a nice person. Somebody did, you know, the universe helped you out there.
Universe.
The universe and whoever that person at Target was.
They probably didn't want to like have somebody call and be like, oh, can you hold this on to this? It was probably just easiest for them to just, I'm just going to put this.
Some like Target employee was like, I found this disc. And the manager just like, just put it in the mailbox. God sakes, we don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
We had Ep 2 drop. You know, man, let's not spoil it. But it was a different kind of thing. It bridged the gap between, fucking Batman 66 Dutch tilt. And he's, pulling up on the sand crawler. And then I just turned to Stacey. I was like, I can't believe this, we're watching a TV show that's prominently featuring a sand crawler. That's fucking
and Jawas awesome. And Jawas. Yeah, the Jawas were pretty funny. I like those.
Yeah, they were.
The classic Ootini.
Yeah,
My favorite line.
Great episode.
I don't know. Of course, episode. Now I know that you said your girlfriend and of course my wife. So they love the little Yoda. We gotta talk a little bit about Baby Yoda. Yeah,
I mean I love Baby Yoda too, and I was like, oh man, like just let him heal your arm, man.
I know. Well, that was pretty funny.
What do you call him?
He doesn't know.
Jim the Mandalorian. Jim is like, oh man, just get back in there, you stupid kid.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know what to do with this thing. You know, this is supposed to be his bounty. He's supposed to get paid a lot of money for this thing. And he's kind of like, oh, I don't know. And he's like, get out of here, get out of here. It's kind of like funny. But then when he uses the force,
it's not like a hero's journey kind of trope, but it is the same kind of trope that's and not in a bad way, but it's the same kind of trope as like Cable and Hope, you know,
there was a little more Cable was a little more he liked Hope a little better, but this is very much like you could picture Clint Eastwood doing this to some, like, you know, or whatever. It's like, get out of here. I'm gritty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I don't mean old, cranky Clint Eastwood like he is now. I mean younger Clint Eastwood, like the good, the bad, and the ugly kind of. But, yeah, I mean, I like it. This one was – the second one was very fun. The Sandcrawler thing was great.
It was shorter, too, I think. Wasn't it like –
I think it was a few minutes shorter, yeah.
I mean, who cares? They can make them however long. Make a 20-minute one, make a fucking hour-long one.
Yeah,
whatever. I'm not going to complain. You know,
do whatever the hell they want.
Whatever fits the story. And one news related thing. Well, I mean, I don't want you to think that I think you guys are unreasonable for giving it a 7. By the way,
I was surprised that you were so. I mean, like, if I had given it like a 5, and you were like, "Whoa, it's way better than that," then I'd agree that but 7 is good. I think you're thinking you told me last night, this is getting into the semantics now, but you said a 7, in your mind, a 7 is a 70 out of 100, and that's a C grade. But to me, a C grade is like a 5, because that's like the middle of the road. So a 70 is like a B grade, and like a 90 would be an A grade, and like a 40 would be like a D. You know what I mean? So
I just can't think of things that you saw in the show knocked 10 even points or one even point off of it, like the CGI on those fish blurg things, fucking whether you thought Nick Nolte was stupid or like whatever, if it's like a video game and it has 10 things and you're like, oh, I'm going to take away a whole entire point for like just one thing that I hate out of it. This doesn't seem to line up.
Well, hey, I'm glad you enjoyed it as much as you did, and I liked it as much as I liked
Rogue One. I would say that Rogue One and Mandalorian are the same. Like they're like the I'm equally enjoying them. And that's what I like. That's exactly what I like about Star Wars. So I know this is a TV show and it's not, you know, right. There might be fucked up CGI or whatever. I mean, I don't care. But like, because I don't care about if people thought that the beginning didn't look great when they were on an ice planet. It looks fine to me. You know, Sandcrawler looked fine to me. But that's what I want. This is exactly what I want from Star Wars. I don't want this fucking, I don't care if Rey's parents or Kylo Ren's fucking, you know, stepsisters or whatever. I just don't care. I just don't care.
I don't either. So there you go. But I mean, I can't even, I enjoyed Rogue. I mean, Rogue One is a movie and this is a TV show. So I don't know. They're on kind of different levels for me, but
yeah,
I don't know. I'm obviously going to watch the whole thing. So it's not like I'm like, so I liked it.
Here's the news thing I saw.
Oh, please.
Favreau is, you were talking about the Chewbacca holiday on the last.
Yeah, they made like four references to that damn thing. Yeah.
This is like a rumory kind of site. It was probably from like comicbook.com, but they said that Jon Favreau plans on making a holiday special.
Oh, God.
For Disney Plus.
Life
Day?
He
already has ideas. Yeah. Oh,
well, like I mean, it can't be worse. It can't be worse than the real one.
Well, here's the thing. If he does it right, it would be like the Star Wars version of the Doctor Who holiday specials, which are the biggest.
Oh, okay.
You know, to me, like those are the biggest episodes of the year. It's like, it's usually like kind of Christmassy and heartwarming, but like there's still aliens and robots and they pull out all the stops, you know? So if they do like a something like that, the bridges.
Like every year, do a. Okay, that would be nice.
Like a man. I don't even know how he could do. Maybe he would do something cool, like make part of it animated. Just all of the shows that are on Disney Plus that are Star Wars, like have them all have a little segment in it or something. You know what I mean? I bet he could do something cool.
Sure, he could figure it out.
He'll figure it. That Dave Filoni guy. He's
did all the Clone Wars stuff and everything. So he knows it's Star Wars.
He did one thing I think that people are upset about in Rebels, which we haven't seen the whole thing, but it was some sort of like he introduced like time travel or something, and people were kind of like, I don't know that. But kind of in a Doctor Who kind of way too, like in a way that kind of makes a little bit of sense. But some people were like pissed because that's canon, I guess. And who knows? Why do I care? I don't care. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's the only bad thing that they've said about him was that he introduced one thing over him doing stuff for 20 years for the property. He knows his right. Shit.
Yeah,
he's exactly. Not like Ron Howard coming in like, hey, what'd you guys leave behind here? Okay, I could use this. I want to film some other things.
Right, here? Ron Howard just pops right in.
He's just like, what is this? Oh yeah, I think I saw a Star War one time.
So speaking of newsworthy things though, there is stuff going on. Disney Plus isn't all wine and roses. There's just something about it. Apparently it got hacked.
You can
there are people hacking it and selling accounts online. I don't even know how that works.
Got hacked.
But there's hackers out there. It's on Comic Resources. Hackers started breaking into customers' accounts hours after the service launched. After logging in, they removed all the original users' devices and changed the password and username, giving themselves complete control over the account.
They got hacked.
And then they were selling them for like $3 as opposed to the $6.99 a month. But some of them were selling for $11, which you could just sign up for a new one. Why would you pay $11 when you could pay $6.99? I don't know.
Maybe they're like in another country at the VPN or something.
That's true. That's true. It might be.
I mean, it sounds like something you would do.
You sell your
digital codes.
I do sell my digital codes, but like that's not a victimless crime. I mean, it's not even a crime. What the hell are you talking about? I have the code.
I didn't call it a crime. You called it a crime. You're like, it's not even a crime.
I know. Well, I don't want anyone listening, which they're not, to think yeah, that I'm not. Doing they're that not going to report a criminal because I sell my Marvel codes online after I buy the comic. I bought the comic.
Listen, dude, I've done shadier things than that, and will continue to do shadier things than that.
Yeah,
that'll never see the light of day.
But the funny thing is, like,
imagination run wild.
I won't even ask. But I guess it's funny to sell I mean, you're right. There's probably people in, you know, other countries where Disney Plus maybe hasn't launched yet or something want to buy it for $11, even though they could wait and get it for $6.99 or whatever. But like, that'd be like me selling a code for more than what I bought the comic for, you know, like, which doesn't happen. But it used to one time when it was on eBay, when I could do it on eBay.
In the concert business, you say like, yeah, you can sell that guy that ticket, but you can't make any profit off it. You have to sell it at face value.
At face value, which never happened. I mean, people are always – all that StubHub and all that shit, it's always
– when you're standing in front of the box office, that's what you do or what you say. You know,
so
don't – go outside and make those transactions.
Right. But anyway, yeah, so there are also some technical issues. And do you know this thing about the Simpsons? Do you know what's going on here? I don't even know what's going on with this, but I keep seeing things about this. So apparently, first of all, some of the episodes are the wrong aspect ratio or something like that. And they did say they're going
to
fix that.
They must have to, like, I was thinking about that, like all the stuff that was on another platform, like, are they able to... You know, we were talking about your new job. It's like, do they have to like rip it into like another format, or can they just take whatever the files they gave to Netflix and put it on their thing?
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. I don't know what
it is. It has a little different skin on it and stuff, you know, like how all that works.
There are several, not all the episodes of The Simpsons are actually on. So do you remember the one that starred that had Michael Jackson as a guest?
Yeah, get that out of there. Cancel him. Who gives
that is
fuck?
Not on Disney Plus. It was not even in syndication.
But besides, no one wants that song stuck in their head.
No, it's true. It's a it's a shitty, annoying song. And Michael Jackson was a shitty, annoying person. Let's face it.
Yeah, cancel
him. I want to just
He's
say
canceled
it.
The fuck on in my house. I don't like listen to Thriller anymore or fucking get any enjoyment out of any Michael Jackson stuff.
I don't either. But you know what? Like, that's not really a new thing. I mean, I you know, when I hear his songs, I think, oh yeah, hey, sorry, our producer Jennifer Marmer is here. Sorry, Sonia Mavsesian just walked into the to the studio to get her slippers. All right, bye, Sona. All right. So there. Anyway, I mean, sorry. So sorry, my little aside about Michael Jackson, because we knew this was going on, right? I don't want to get all like political, but I mean, like, you know, it's been creepy for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, watch those fucking HBO things. Did you watch those?
God, I watched the first one. I couldn't even watch a second. The other one. Oh, it was just brutal. So
some of that stuff wasn't true. I'm not saying they're lying, but even if some of that stuff wasn't true and some of it was, and you don't know which parts are.
Right. It's all bad. Even if some of it is partially true, it's still bad.
Yeah.
So terrible. I don't want to be, but like, you know, people are like, well, he was a great artist. It's like, well, come on. I mean, you can't.
And like Macaulay Culkin, you know, it's like, oh, he's fine.
Well, it's funny. Did you see the latest Aziz Ansari stand-up show on Netflix.
Yes.
It's what he's talking about, like, R. Kelly, you know, whatever. Well, he was talking about Michael Jackson. They were like, well, I really, you know, he was a very talented artist. So, you know, he had some problems. Like, what about R. Kelly? Fuck that guy! Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the different sort of ways you judge things and people. But anyways... So I don't know. Yeah, The Simpsons, there's some problems. That's not a problem, but that episode's gone. But there's some stuff with the aspect ratio, and apparently people are upset because now the FX Simpsons stuff is all gone. Not all gone. It still airs on there, but there was like a Simpsons World, which I don't know what, you know, you could watch clips and stuff.
These people that are complaining about not getting fucking two seasons or whatever it is of a 27 year long fucking
31 year old.
Like, almost. You know, they'll fucking figure it out. Everyone calm.
I know. Just relax.
Everyone relax.
You get right. It's still a great.
You're such a fan. Are you? Then do you have fucking 31 sets of DVDs or Blu-rays? Like, if you're a fan, then you're not following The Simpsons all the way through. Fucking, all where you can stream it or not, you have it.
Look at you judging.
That's what I say.
I gotta buy 31 sets of DVDs.
No, but I'm saying, like, if these people are like, some of The Simpsons.
No, I know.
On
I know.
No, it seems like such a ridiculous thing with all of the stuff that they're giving.
All the stuff that you're getting for a pretty low price. Let's face it. $6.99 a month is nothing.
Well, it was my friend Tom lives in West Virginia, and he's like has a young kid, and he's like, oh, this is awesome. And he posted a picture of the Disney's Adventures of Gummy Bears.
What? Is that in there?
And he was like, I finally get to show this to my daughter. And I was like, oh shit. And I didn't realize that. So I screenshotted like the trailer and I texted it to Stacey. I was like, guess what's on fucking Disney Plus? And she's like, oh my God.
Gummy Bears is on Disney Plus? I used to love that show. Oh,
and I was like, I used to love it too. And like, Stacey like legitimately like loves gummy bears more than like, you know, any other food. Like, it's her favorite thing in the world. But that show, I remember that. It was the best. I thought that's what Dungeons & Dragons should have been like. Yeah, so that's on there.
Oh, well, I'll be watching that today. Okay, so here's it. But you bring up the DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff, and that is an interesting question I wanted to pose to you. Should I sell my Marvel DVDs and Blu-rays? Or do I need them anymore? Do we need those things?
What if? Yeah.
Or do I just give them to you? Do you want my Guardians of the Galaxy Blu-ray?
No, I don't want any physical media, but that doesn't mean you should get rid of it. I think you should hold on to it collectible style. Like, just have it. You know what I mean?
But there's
you
no point.
Have it like you have comic books.
Collectible. They're not going to, but they're not, you know, I can read the comic books again.
But you're like a fucking.
I don't want that. All right.
Hold on a second. My headphones just were like, your battery is low.
Oh.
I don't think I have to go anywhere. But what I was going to say is, you're like a sell it on eBay guy. Just fucking sell it then.
I am a sell it on eBay guy. Well, I don't know. I'll think about it. They're not taking up a lot of room.
Why are you like trying to just give them to me when you could just sell them if you don't
want them? Because I kind of just want them out of my house. And
Marie Kondo onto eBay. Somebody will buy those, dude.
Yeah, I know.
For sure.
But I do have this fear. Yeah, I do have this fear that, like, what if something happens one day and I don't have Disney Plus and I feel like watching Guardians of the Galaxy or Winter Soldier?
Disney is going to let that
No, but for some reason, what if I don't have it? I don't know. You're right. This is a stupid thing. What are the chances?
And what are the chances that you wouldn't be able to, you know, just fucking, if you really were fiending to see Guardians of the Galaxy or Winter Soldier,
right,
like, you could rent it for $4
could
off of
find
Amazon.
It. Right. You could, like, you could get you it. I mean, honestly,
they sound like they don't want you to watch it. They're like, hey, how about, there's a Voodoo sale. You can watch it on Voodoo for free. All the James Bond is on Voodoo right now.
Nice.
But with ads. But that's how I used to watch those movies anyways, is on like Channel 56.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right. Of all the thousands of things I've sold on eBay over the years, I don't think I've really regretted too many of them. You know, like, out of thousands, I've probably only regretted like 3 or 4. So, like,
you were talking about Marie Kondoing the comics. I haven't done that with my comics, but I put them all in boxes and I fucking...
Really?
Marie Kondoed my fucking whole house, like underneath my bed, all the storage in my closet, pull the closet out, put all the loose comics into a fucking long box and tucked them away nicely.
Good.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about that. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Thing that I need to do, which would take some time, it's like another day when I feel like getting crazy, like another weekend day, I'll just have to go through and just like sort of do some sorting. I haven't done no sorting, but I put them in the box.
Well, that's good. There.
And I threw away a ton of stuff. When you like throw away like a couple trash bags worth of stuff, it's like, how was this?
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, tiny ass apartment. And I was like, where did this box come from? Like, I have no idea. But yeah, I got rid of a ton of shit. Feels good.
Cool. All right. Well, speaking of comics, let's talk about a couple comics if you want to. Did you read any?
Did you read?
Yeah. All right. What did you want to?
I mean, I read some comics, but none of them are stuff we really talk about on the show, except for I have a Batman comic, a Superman comic, and a Punisher comic to talk about.
Let's talk about the Punisher. That was the one I specifically wanted to talk about.
Oh, good. I guess I fucked up. I don't know. I like put that in the picks of the week, and then I didn't grab it when I was at the store, so I read it this morning on my phone, which is something I never do. I did the guided view.
Yeah,
like one panel at a time. I hate that. I'm old. I just need to see the comic book page as it is.
I like guided view. You're supposed to read one panel at a time. You're not, you know what I mean? You're not supposed to be that's what happens at the end of this page.
Well, I'm in, I don't know. Like I went to art school. So to me, the comic book only makes sense as a page because the page is a design in itself. And so
I see that.
I guess I can follow along and stuff, but the phone is too small. iPad is just right.
I agree. Definitely too small.
I don't ever do guided view, but I did today because I wanted to read that book. And, you know, I love that Punisher Max stuff. I'm like, I'm reading that all the way through. So,
this is classic Garth Ennis Punisher Max.
Good.
So good.
And the story, story was great too, because it was like, there's some sort of doppelganger in Russia. Like the Punisher, fucking killing motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Brutally murdering motherfuckers. And lots of swearing and fucking gross shit.
Oh, it looked like weird. It looked like a preach, you know what I mean? Like it was so violent, like, and the dead bodies were so like well drawn. It reminded me of Preacher, you know, like speaking of Garth Ennis, like, which I almost was like, I don't know, like the, when I, at the end of, as much as I liked the Rosenberg run of Punisher, right? Like, I was like, you know, I mean, when that ended, I was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll give Punisher a break for a bit.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, you know, it's fine, but I'm not a huge Punisher fan. Yeah.
I was the one that was profiling people that are really into the Punisher. You want to kind of, you know, be like, whoa, slow down. Punisher and Venom fans.
Yeah, right. I don't know, but I was like, yeah, maybe I'll give it a break. And then I was like, oh, you know what?
It's Garth Ennis.
I'll read it.
It's only six or something. So,
all right.
Yeah, it reads just a lot like the, you know, R.I.P. Steve Dillon. It looks like
that Punisher
Max stuff.
It really does.
It really does. Like, this artist was great. Whoever they picked, they were like, can you do Steve Dillon? And he was like, yes, I can.
His name is Jason, what the hell is his last name? What an idiot. I forgot it already. I just had it.
Have you Jason read Burroughs? Max?
Jason Burroughs. I did read some of it. I didn't read his whole, not the whole run, but I read a lot of it.
I'm only on like volume 2. Like, I get that on Comixology.
Yeah.
But I love
it. It's so great. No, it's so good. I definitely recommend it. Like I said, not a huge, you know, fan of Punisher, except the show and a couple things here and there and the Garth Ennis. But this is really good. And I'm glad I picked it up because I was almost like, I'm not going to. But yeah. So, yeah, there's like a Punisher doppelganger sort of in Russia, but they all think the Punisher's doing it.
That was the cool part of that was a cool cop show like aspect. She's like,
right,
somebody's impersonating me.
So it's like Pronchenko.
It was almost like a little bit. It was like almost a little bit James Bond. You know,
right?
They're like,
you've been coming around, fucking us all up, and Punisher's like,
yeah.
Yes, I have.
He's like, yes, I have. Like the seven people in Vladivostok. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I really killed them.
I read it in the paper that I did something over there. Glad that I have confirmation.
All right. It's very so. Yeah. So now he's gonna. He's tracking this guy down, and so we'll see what happens. Do they team up? Are they gonna fight each other? I guess they probably will in the end. Let's face it. It's a Punisher comic.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to just end up. It's murder. Called Murder Ballads. So yeah, I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of murder.
Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. That's what he does. He's great at
it. That's what he does. Yeah.
The best he is at what he does. And what he does is kill motherfuckers dead.
Yeah. I kind of like it too. Like he has this conversation. I don't know. Is this cop? I don't know if this cop is a regular character or not that he's talking to, but.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's, Garth Ennis is just like, I'm going to introduce this guy who's like either a detective or I couldn't figure out if he worked at City Hall or he was the mayor or something. I thought he was a cop.
He was a cop. Because he was talking about all this stuff, and he was kind of like talking about like the Punisher.
He's like, we know what you've been doing.
He's kind of like, and then you just go and do what you do, and like the cops just kind of turn their heads. You know what I mean? And like, okay, Punisher's fucking. We're probably supposed to arrest him, but whatever. He's keeping the streets safe by killing everybody, so we're just gonna let that go.
Right. I guess. GCPD like kind of turns a blind eye on Batman in a different way,
right? How we got out of that one or whatever, just that's it. So I loved it. I'm glad good you did stuff. Too. Yeah, the art is amazing, like you said, very Steve Dillon. So so good. What else? What else did you say? You had a Superman and whatever. Yeah, you can talk about Superman. I don't care.
Well, Superman is. Have you heard the news there? He's going to reveal.
He's going to reveal his identity.
Yeah. So this is just a lead up into that. He's talking to Lois and she's like, and Lex Luthor had given her like a lead lined thing, and they're kind of like having this weird. I couldn't figure out the way Bendis was writing it. It's like trying to make it look like they were having a fight, but they weren't really. But she was like, there's a lot of back and forth, like romantic talking about fucking whether Clark Kent was going to take this story or if Superman was going to go track down Lex Luthor and that whether or not Lois is independent and she was going to do the story instead of Clark. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know where he was going with it. And then like, he decides that he's going to, he's like, let's go flying. Like they fly in Superman, the movie. So
right.
They go flying. And he's like, I think that it's time for Superman to go away. And she's like, what? No, Clark, you can't mean it. And then Superman goes to New Krypton, which is something I didn't know that existed here. But Zod is there was a New Krypton story like a while ago, and I think Bendis just brought it back because I didn't know all that right. There was all people on New Krypton, and Zod was the ruler, and so Superman and Kara go to New Krypton, and they're like. Zod's like kind of a good guy, but they were like, we can't forget all the times he tried to kill us. So, whatever. but then he tells Kara like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something and it's going to affect you because he's going to reveal his secret identity in the next issue.
All right. Oh, it's the next issue. Oh, all right.
Yeah. So it's all just kind of like a lead up to that and like kind of a lot of like a not, I do like these books, but this was like kind of the Bendis that everybody hates where it's like, what are these guys talking about? Like, I couldn't follow what Lois and Clark were like talking about or I couldn't gauge their emotions. Maybe it was the art. Like, I couldn't tell if they were upset with each other or they were just talking something out, but it was long and boring. That's for sure.
Well, Bendis likes to have like a build up issue. I've noticed, before like a big thing, it's like, well, then we talk about it for 22 pages before we just do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. And so he's like, I mean, yeah, he's coming clean to Lois and like, they're, struggling as parents because Superboy has joined the Legion and is like 1,000 years in the future. And Lois Lane's dad died, I guess. I don't remember that, but I guess it happened in either that or Action Comics. So they're just they just got a lot of talk, a lot to talk about, a lot of relationship stuff.
And you don't know if they're happy or sad. So
I could honestly, to be honest, maybe I'm just not reading it right, but I couldn't tell if like they were mad at each other because Lois was like, "I'm going to take the story," and then Clark Kent's like, "Oh, I'm." He's like, "But I have a Clark Kent story about Superman that I need to tell." And they're two different stories, but they were being protective of their because they're like competitors at work or something.
Right.
You know?
Well, maybe Bendis is trying to be like Greg Rucka and tell a cool Lois Lane story, but it's too late. We already got
Lois Lane story. Greg do it because this one just kind of like came off as like kind of weak. Except for that, like, Lex Luthor showed up and was, like, gave her, like, kind of, like, the Marcellus Wallace, like, gave her, like, a lead-lined thing so that Superman can't see into it. Huh. And she's, like, opened it up and she's going to write about whatever's inside it.
Oh, I see.
And Superman's, and she's, like, "He's just trying to get in your head." And Superman's, like, "I'm going to go find him." And she's like, "Don't. That's predictable." And there's just like a lot, pages and pages of back and forth. And he never goes to see Lex Luthor. He just takes off with Kara to New Krypton and is like, "I'm going to tell a secret."
Why doesn't he tell her what, does he tell her what the secret is? Or does he say, "Hey, like, I'm going to ruin
that,
daddy"?
Even that went on for like fucking 3 pages. And he doesn't tell her what the secret is. He's like, they leave it on a cliffhanger. Like,
oh my God. But we all know what it is already.
Yeah, because so Bendis did like a, you know.
Because they want to spike some, you know, buys probably, yeah. Right? Yeah, they want to spike the sales.
I think that it's just, it's one of those bullshit like things, like when they, you know, reveal like Spider-Man's identity or whatever. Like, it's not.
Yeah, that was a bullshit thing.
It's not like going to, in the long run with Superman being 80 years old, like it's not really going to stay like that. It's just a thing, you know, it's like we killed Captain America, you know, but he comes.
Well, back. You know what was, I mean, it was pretty interesting though, because when they revealed Daredevil's identity, that was like a big deal, right? I remember that came out. And then they like only recently made everybody forget that it happened, kind of did like the switcher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on who's writing it or whatever.
Do but, in comics and maybe they have. And I think that he's even said like Superman and like the Golden and Silver Age, like did it all the time. It's really, not like it's the first time, you know, like they would just always do it.
Well, I kind of feel like it is like it's been a joke forever where like, oh, he puts on a pair of glasses and suddenly people don't know that he's fucking Superman. Like, give me a break. Like, it's really stupid.
Even like look at Henry Cavill. You're like, that's, yeah.
Like, clearly you are the same guy. Yeah, I know. He's huge.
He looks like a fucking, like, linebacker for crazy.
Yeah, and like, and especially Clark Kent is a kind of all like, meh, it's supposed to be kind of nerdy, right? Well, at least Christopher Reeve, like, looked nerdy.
That's the gold standard. He was just a great actor. He was able to do both, you know?
Right. But you're right. Henry Cavill, there's no way you would fool anybody.
Like why is this guy even in here? Why isn't he in the gym right now?
You know? Yeah, like, wow, this guy's huge. You know what? He looks. I just saw Superman on TV, and he looks kind of like him. Like nobody says it.
Wait a minute.
I remember they did a funny Saturday Night Live years ago. Like many, this is probably like in the late '90s or something, or early 2000s. But when The Rock was just The Rock before he was the guy in all these movies, like he had done like one movie. And he did like a skit on Saturday Night Live where he was Superman and then he would just like put on his glasses and like go to the Daily Planet. And everybody was kind of joking around behind his back that they knew who he was. And they were just kind of like laughing about him. Like this act that he puts on. He was like, "Oh, you mean I miss Superman again?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah, you miss Superman." They're all kind of laughing at him.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. So, I mean, I feel like this is, yeah, maybe this is the time to do it just to be like, yeah, you know what? We're not. You know, let's stop being stupid.
And if he gets, if that's what Bendis wants to do, and he, you know, it gives him some tools to work with that are a little bit different than what everybody else has done, like with Superman over the years, like, you know, let him do it, I guess, you know?
Sure. That's what right. More power to him.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, it is.
This was, like you said, you know, it's, I'm not saying it was like, it was like just kind of boring, but like you said, he likes a build-up issue.
Yeah, he does.
That was a build-up issue.
Well, there you go.
And they're like, you know, it's uneasy. He, like, Zod is like, oh, the elves. I thought you were coming on Thursday. And you know, Superman's like, oh, we were in the neighborhood. And they were like, hey, congratulations on this new Krypton and everything. And Kara's like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to like you, but you're fucking Zod and you're a dick. I don't really have to like you. So that was like kind of fun.
You're a dick.
And then he's like, Ursa, we have guests.
Oh boy. Well, hey, yeah, Bendis, Superman, we'll see what happens next issue, and if they can get all those get those sales that they were trying to spike. We had a couple other things, X-Men
read
related. So here's something funny, and I guess I didn't quite remember a couple weeks ago when I said, oh, Psylocke is Captain Britain now. That was like a thing. And now she's just back to being Psylocke in this other book. So I'm like, all right, well, never mind. There's some weird stuff. I don't know. It's fine. It's still pretty cool. Hickman is still like, you know, this is all the Hickman stuff. But Professor X.
What book were you talking about?
So there's X-Men 2.
Okay.
And also this book, Fallen Angels. Do you remember Fallen Angels at all back in the 80s?
I don't. And I saw that it was like a pick of the week, and it was like related to the X-Men somehow, but I don't know it. I don't know what it is.
It was like a limited series, I think, back in the 80s, where just some of the New Mutants and sort of like, I don't know, B X-Men kind of things. They went around, whatever they did. But so they brought that book back.
Dicking around,
yeah. And so Psylocke is in that, and like it's like, and then there's like, it's just like a throwaway line because they're like, oh, what did you? Yeah, I thought you were Captain Britain. She's like, oh, he took over my body for a little while. Like, it was weird. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe I just need to keep reading, but it was very strange. But in X-Men, so like the main X-Men book, X-Men number 2, there's like a cool dynamic. So Cyclops, Cable is obviously his son. So there's a young Cable now. I don't know if I told you about this. So like a different Cable from the future came back in time and killed old man Cable with the gray hair. So now Cable is basically just younger. It's the same guy, but it's just a different version.
Okay.
So Cyclops, that's his dad. And then Rachel Summers, Phoenix, whatever her name is now, Prestige or something. She's got it. But I don't know if you know who she is, but she was also his daughter from another timeline. So she's basically
an Excalibur.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Cyclops' daughter from the Days of Future Past storyline.
Yeah, because she's like not exactly a clone, right? She's like,
no, she's his daughter with Jean Grey from another, you know, alternate timeline.
But she has the Phoenix Force.
Yeah, she can. But she has basically just telepathic powers, just like her mom, Jean Grey. So it's kind of cool, though. He's got these kids and like they're like grown up because they're from a different, you know, they're from the future. And like they go on this mission together, and it's kind of cool. Like, and they're like a family, and I think that's kind of a different take. They've never really gone into that before, where like these are Cyclops' kids. It's like they go on this kind of family mission,
nice,
to find out what's going on with this alien thing. And I don't know, it was fun. I like the dynamic. Or he's talking about like he's talking to them like they're his kids, but like they're all grown up. But it's like you would talk to your grown children, you know, or like you would talk to your dad. Or something, you know. It's pretty cool. It was some humor in it. It was an interesting book. I liked it.
Nice.
Yeah. So there, my quick take on X-Men number 2.
There weren't a lot of books this week. I got the Morbius, the Living Vampire book.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was fine. I mean, it's like he's like, oh, I need to, you know, stop crime. But also, I need to be a good person, too.
when you read the book, is that the voice in your head? That's your.
I actually had a vampire read it to me, but it was last night when it was dark out.
Oh, it's.
It was okay, you know. Well, I don't think I'll get the next one, but I give it a shot.
I was like, no, actually, I'm not gonna lie. I was not tempted at all. I was
Dracula, and they like were doing a Marvel Dracula book, that would probably be a little bit more interesting. I don't really care about Morbius, but I like, you know, he looks cool and stuff, you know. But it's not for me.
Not for you.
The other book, that the Batman book that I got, I have number one of these. I hope I didn't put it in one of those long boxes, actually. But Batman's Grave, which is Warren Ellis and Brian Hitch. This is kind of like, remember when the old Legends of the Dark Knight
book
came out? This is kind of like that. It's not really Elseworlds, but it's not continuity. It's just a story. This is the Batman story with fucking Alfred and the Commissioner in it. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Like, it's just a, you know, it's just a cool, like, its own little story.
Nice. I mean, that is, I mean, Warren Ellis and Brian Hitch, I like both those guys. So, I don't know why I didn't buy this book. I don't even know why I never heard of this book. Yeah, I probably did, because you probably talked about it. But.
It there's like, for some reason, Alfred was, maybe he was like worried about Bruce or something, but like, I guess Alfred drank like a whole bottle of whiskey and he's like all hungover. and Batman comes in and he's like all kind of beat up. It's like the morning. He's like, coffee, Master Bruce. He has like made it in the French press. And he's like, maybe we should switch, you know, how about tomorrow night? You drink the bottle of whiskey, and I'll go out, you know, slugging thugs. And then, but Alfred is so hungover that when he offers Bruce to look at his, like, he's like, why don't you sit down and I'll look at your wounds? And he's like, not with those shaky hands, you won't. He like pours him more coffee. So Alfred being hungover is definitely like a good enough reason to buy issue two, and I have to read issue one to really catch up with the story and talk about it smartly, but this is a really good book.
Oh, very good. All right. Oh, Batman's Grave. All right, so there's a few books. So he was a schmall. I don't know why I said it like that. Schmall week, but
smoking a pancake, bonging a blint.
But yeah, that's all I got. You know,
it's what
I'm gonna go watch Gummy Bears, and that's it. That's what I'm gonna do with my day.
Get yourself some weed gummies and watch some Gummy Bears, like the rest of the country.
That's right. It's right down the street here. I can go to that dispensary.
Nice.
But yeah, and that's all I. That's all I got going on. You got anything else you want to throw out there, Clay?
No, I don't. Just go to our website, check out our news section, and check out the podcast about the special edition podcast about the Mandalorian that was last
week. Right. To hear that we gave it a horrible 7 out of 10.
No. You gave it a good 7 out of 10. I was the one that was just critiquing the ratings because I'm pedantic. I'm pedantic.
You're a little pedantic. It's true. All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll see you chumps later.
Later, you fucks.
Oh, yeah, it's another gangsta short shot. Featuring the one and only.
He was a schmall. I don't know why I said it like that.
Schmall
week, but...
Schmoking a pancake? Bonging a blintz?